I'm here with Dr. Tony Ortiz from the ADHD with Impulsive Aggression Study, who is going to briefly explain this study, why it's important, what's involved, and who it's relevant for. Dr. Ortiz, could you start by telling us a little bit about your background and your involvement in this study?
Yes, I'm Dr. Tony Ortiz. I'm the scientific director and investigator at NRC Research Institute. I'm involved in a lot of the rating scale administrations, and we are a phase 1 to phase 4 research trial company where we evaluate medications for the FDA approval.
And could you tell us briefly about any other research you've been involved in and how it's led to this study?
Yeah, we are contracted by pharmaceutical companies to test their investigational products. We capture the data that supports safety and efficacy profiles of different investigational products. In the past 11 years, we have tested investigational products for a variety of indications, including ADHD in children and adolescents.
And can you please briefly describe the study?
The study is looking at the safety and efficacy of an investigational product for the treatment of impulsive aggression behaviors in children ages 7 to 12 years old with ADHD when taken with standard ADHD treatment. The study is about 2 months long with visits every 1 to 2 weeks. There are 7 visits in total. The child and parent will be seen by a board-certified psychiatrist, psychologist, and study team at every visit.
And what might we learn from this study?
We want to learn if the investigational drug is safe and effective in reducing the frequency of impulsive aggression behavior.
And what impact could that have on individuals in the future?
Reducing the frequency of impulsive aggression may help the child to function better at school and at home.
And what kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
We are looking for children ages 7 to 12 years old that are currently on their current ADHD treatment and that are exhibiting symptoms of impulsive aggression. For example, this could be a child that is known to angrily shout or even curse at their parents and or teachers at school. The child could be known for pushing or fighting with other children at school or on the playground. The child could be known for destroying property, such as kicking the furniture at the house, kicking doors, maybe even kicking cars.
And what would a participant in this study need to do?
Participants would stay on their current ADHD treatment and take either the study medication or a placebo in addition to it. They would need to attend 7 visits on site over the course of 2 months, where they will be given a general health check and speak with our clinicians about any changes in their symptoms or any side effects that they have noticed during the administration of the study drug.
And are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate?
Common benefits that participants mention are opportunity to shape future treatment options, the study medication and study medical evaluations provided at no cost, and compensation for time and travel is also associated with participation in a research study.
What questions do people have when they're considering whether to participate in this study?
The common question I receive is, how long are the study visits? The screening visit is the first visit, and it's usually the longest visit because our clinicians spend time confirming the ADHD diagnosis and measuring the severity of the impulsive aggression symptoms. In addition, a physical exam is completed as well as laboratory tests. This visit usually takes about 2 hours. If your child is deemed eligible for the study, all subsequent visits are about 45 minutes to an hour long.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We recommend for parents to at least contact us to discuss the study and see if it is a good fit for your child.
Thank you, Dr. Ortiz.